Hey, good morning. This is David the Shepherd here. It's August the 7th, 2022. And welcome to Babylon Falling. So, what's been going on in the news? Okay, I'm sure quite a bit of you already know about the war in the Ukraine, Crimean War. Now it looks like since America has sent Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan for talks, that an imminent war with China is starting to ramp up. China did all kinds of military drills while she was there. They stopped talks with us on military things, climate things, and different other, you know, issues that we were in talks with. So it looks like they're cutting kind of ties with us. And I just want to tell people, man, get ready. Because this Babylon, which Jeremiah calls the hammer of the earth, this Babylon is getting ready to fall. It's already fallen, but, you know, economically, spiritually, you know, prophetically, it's already fallen. But we just have yet to see it burn to the ground. But, yeah, I want to let you guys know that the Most High is in charge. And like the Mashiach or the Messiah said, fear not, for these things must happen, but the end is not yet. Okay? So just know that the end is not yet. Okay? But these things have to happen. Okay? These things were prophesied as a part of a judgment of a 400-year servitude that we had to serve. Okay? It's a judgment. Okay? So we have to see, to a certain extent, the judgment that befalls this new Babylon, the hammer of the earth. Okay, and I firmly believe that a lot of us are going to have to come out of this country from what's getting ready to happen to it. So, here we are. Rumors about Joe Biden having cancer. Rumors about Joe Biden having COVID. Rumors about Joe Biden stepping down and letting Kamala Harris or Nancy Pelosi take over the reins. That's been on the horizon. And yeah, it just, you know, it's on the path to falling. Interest rates are screwed up, you know, the economy is screwed up. This president was put in place to bring this country down, to bring it to its knees, so they can implement a new world economic system, which everybody knows now is digital currency. Or the beast system. I should say that. The beast system. So really, you know, if anyone's not hip to digital currency or getting on board with it, you know, they're soon to be left behind. there would just be haves. There would be no more have-nots. There, you know, there's just, you know, everybody's either going to be poor or there's going to be a few numbers that are rich. And that's it. They want to destabilize this country so that they can make China the new world power, which they already are. You know, by the yuan, by their military prowess, they own our economy. I mean, they have eminent domain in certain states in America, California, Texas, to be a few. yeah, man, they're poised for power. They're poised for power. And I'm just here to let people know, man, you know, get ready. Get prepared. Because if you're not prepared, you know what I'm saying, you could be left in the dust. But another thing, this is another thing. Preparation doesn't necessarily mean gather, you know, all that you can gather, stock all you can stock. You know what I'm saying? Get all the gadgets you can possibly need. You know what I'm saying? But preparation also consists of being ready to leave behind everything. That's another form of preparation. You got to be prepared to leave everything behind. You know, and I think that's the key to what's going on here. People are rushing and, you know what I'm saying, getting everything that they can, stocking up on everything they can, but I don't think they're prepared to leave everything behind when it all comes down. And I think that's what will make the difference, because surely this country has sins that it has to pay for. They were not going to go unscathed through life and not have to pay or pay back what they have done or what they have taken from the people of Israel. Okay? And when I say the people of Israel, I mean the Hebrew Israelites in America, what they call African Americans. Okay? It was prophesied that we would be put in their hands in the time of the Gentiles. That they would be our rod of correction. And now a lot of us are waking up, and now it's time for, you know, reparations and repatriations, okay? There is already a reparation bill put in place by Thomas Jefferson. All the president has to do is sign it, okay? It's called Query 14, I think, Query 13 or 14, something like that. But it explains the reparation of African Americans or slaves in America, that they would give us what they owe us, monetarily wise, put us back into our land, and back us as a nation, arm us, and to continue to be a friend to us, on the world stage. But you know, I think it's hard for them to do it. I think it's hard for Pharaoh to let God's people go. Okay. Years ago, there was a sign in the heavens that marked a rebirth of a nation, a rebirth of a Messiah, People call it the Revelation 12 sign. Some people call it the September 23rd, 2017 sign. But it marked the beginning of the trouble and the fall of Babylon. Jacob's trouble and the fall of Babylon. Okay, and if you could remember in Genesis 15, the prophecy that was given to Abraham, because Abraham was the Most High's friend, and he had to tell him everything before it happened. That we would go into slavery for 400 years in a land that is not our own. And once that slavery is up, then the nation that we serve as slaves will be judged. And then we come out with great abundance. So I believe that sign in heaven was a 7-year judgment sign on America as well. How do I know that? Because preceding that sign, August, I believe, 21st, 2017, America had a great solar eclipse, which started the Xing out or the cancellation of Babylon, New Babylon, which is America. Okay, and you guys can look this up. It's all researchable. So August 21st, there was a great solar eclipse that went from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast down. I think it came out by South Carolina, by Charleston. Then there will be another solar eclipse in 2024. Going from the East Coast out to the West Coast, which will complete a huge X over top of America. So that's why I say this land probably has about 2 years left to stand as it has been standing. If you don't believe it's going to fall now, just wait about another year or two. And you'll see this land fall with your very own eyes. Okay. Prophecy is coming to life. So all you Christians, you know, all you Muslims, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's nice to have your own theories on what the scriptures say. But it is also better to take scripture as it is written. Okay? And it means what it says. So, yeah, get ready, people. Get ready. More lessons to come. Okay? Thank you for coming into the Shepherd's Gate, talking with me, David the Shepherd, a tool of the Most High, and more lessons are coming, just getting myself back together here. All right, thank you, I love you people, and be blessed. Shalom. Shalom aleichem. Peace be unto you.